This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Palestinian emergency officials in Gaza reported Tuesday an Israeli missile strike on a humanitarian area in the southern Gaza Strip killed at least 40 people and wounded 60 others. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Gaza's civil defense says it had recovered 40 bodies from the strike in an Israeli-designated humanitarian zone known as Mawasi and was still looking for people. It said entire families were killed as they huddled in tents. We were sleeping. Suddenly it was like a tornado, a pile of stones, smoke, fire. The trees were burning, describes Sama Muama, who lost one daughter in the strike and saw a second injured. Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, one of three hospitals to receive casualties, said at least 2,000 bodies were brought in from the strike. Earlier, an Associated Press camera operator saw three large craters at the scene. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer Tuesday disputed the numbers of casualties reported by the Palestinian officials. At a news briefing in Tel Aviv, Mentzer said the Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, initial review said the numbers published by the Hamas-run Government Information Office in Gaza, quote, did not align with the truth relating to the data held by the IDF. Mentzer accused the Information Office of consistently broadcasting false information. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday the U.S. and other allies are planning to impose further sanctions on Iran for supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. Blinken discussed the situation during a joint news conference with British Foreign Secretary David Lammy in London. Blinken said Iran has been supplying Russia with weapons is a clear violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. He said Iran has long supplied Russia with drones to use in Ukraine, but missiles are a next step.
For some time, the United States has warned of an additional threat, the provision by Iran of ballistic missiles to Russia for use in Ukraine. We've warned Tehran publicly, we've warned Tehran privately, that taking this step would constitute a dramatic escalation.
This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed to redouble efforts to make his nuclear force fully ready for combat with the United States and its allies. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The State Department said it's really to reaffirm the...
The European Union's top court Tuesday rejected Apple's final legal challenge against an order from the bloc's executive commission to repay $14.3 billion in back taxes to Ireland, bringing to an end a long-running dispute. The European Commission's EU's executive branch has accused Apple of striking an illegal deal with Irish authorities so it could pay extremely low rates. Google also lost its final legal challenge against the European Union penalty for giving its own shopping recommendations an illegal advantage over rivals in search results, ending a long-running antitrust case that came with a $2.7 billion penalty from the European Commission. At a news conference, the EU's Commissioner for Competition, Margrethe Vestager, called the rulings a big win for European citizens and tax justice.
The Court of Justice confirmed the decision from 2016 by the European Commission. Ireland granted Apple unlawful aid, which Ireland now has to recover. And this judgment is final. The Court also confirms the Commission decision in the Google Shopping antitrust case. And also, this is a final judgment.
Vietnam state media is reporting the death toll in Vietnam from Typhoon Yagi and subsequent heavy rain that triggered floods and landslides has climbed to 87 Tuesday, with 70 people missing and hundreds injured. Typhoon Yagi was the strongest typhoon to hit the country in decades when it made landfall Saturday with winds of up to 149 kilometers per hour. Cooler weather is forecast for the U.S. western state of California for the coming days. Good news for firefighters battling multiple wildfires there. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Firefighters are hoping to gain the upper hand with cooler weather forecast to move into the area after today. The Line Fire threatening thousands of homes and commercial structures, burning along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest just east of Los Angeles. Mountain Home Village resident Stephen Richardson holding out hope he doesn't lose his home.
Hopefully it'll just burn up the ridge and our little community will be free from flames that are nearby.
Wildfires are burning across the West, including in Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada, where about 20,000 people have had to flee the Davis Fire burning outside Reno. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.